Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this. Feel better and live longer by filling half your plate with fruits and veggies. Fresh canned or frozen fruits and veggies keep you running for a healthier lifetime. Grab more information at shapeyourfutureok.com.
It's time to get active. Hop on board by finding activities you enjoy doing. Move for 30 minutes every day or go along and get 60 minutes of movement with your kids. Get rolling today. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com for more healthy tips.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
That's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, taking a look at these livestock futures. You know, ended up on a positive day yesterday, but it's kind of up and down for a couple of those markets yesterday until, I guess, the close or so.
That's right. Overall, it was a very good day. We saw last week's higher trade in the cattle complex continue into yesterday's trading session. We saw more all-time record highs being achieved in the live cattle futures, and the feeder cattle futures are getting very close to their all-time record highs that were made in early October. Now, choice box beef took a big move to the upside, $2.11 higher. Select boxes were up $1.74 on a slower movement of only 85 loads. Cattle kill estimated 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down for the fifth straight session, down 64 cents yesterday. Just a reminder, Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock is the monthly cattle on feed report and cold storage report. On the close yesterday, December cattle were 80 cents higher, January feeders $1.35 higher, but February lean hogs were 12 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures as they closed yesterday. And the it's kind of the trend we've seen for a couple of days. Wheat and corn were lower yesterday. The soybeans, though, continue their upward trend.
That's right. Our soybeans came back from starting off with negative trade yesterday and managed to close on a positive note while the corn and the wheat did trade and close negative. Soybeans were supported with some help from yesterday's record weekly export inspections for the soybeans and our record October NOPA soybean crush number also. Now, we also saw yesterday afternoon the corn harvest is now 89% complete, soybean harvest 94% done. Our winter wheat good to excellent rating slipped 1 point from last week down to 59%, and the overnight trading has been on a mixed note. We're looking now at December KC wheat down a penny and three quarters, December corn's up a quarter of a penny, January soybeans 5 cents higher, March cotton is trading 43 points higher, December crude oil 7 cents lower, December dollar index 35 cents lower, with December Dow Jones futures now 4 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and look forward to visiting with you tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.